The purpose of this recording is to allow you to imagine transforming into a big fat dragon.
Before we begin, please only listen to this recording in a safe, stationary environment where your full attention can be given to the process of relaxation. Do not listen to this recording while driving or if you have medical issues. You will hear the normal everyday sounds of life around you, but they will not disturb you. In fact, the everyday sounds of life will only cause you to go deeper. If, for any reason, an emergency should occur, as unlikely as that is, your unconscious mind will immediately recognize it and awaken you to a fully alert state so that you can appropriately and effectively respond. As that is unlikely to occur, and knowing that you have the safety mechanism, you can relax and let go, allowing yourself to trust and enjoy this process. Please make sure that any people, pets, parents, partners, or posse will avoid interrupting you. Silence all devices that might draw your attention. When you're ready, make sure you're in a comfortable position, preferably in a couch or chair. Close your eyes if you haven't already done so, and prepare to relax deeper and deeper now. Each and every time you listen to this recording, the suggestions become more powerful, you become more open and receptive to positive good suggestions, and your skills of imagination, visualization, make-believe, and focus increase as well. Let's begin with a deep breath in and a slow breath out. Take in a deep and slow breath. Breathe out. Breathe in. Out. In. Out. Breathe out. In. Breathe out. In. Out. Breathe in. Breathe out slowly. In. Out. In. You may continue to breathe deeply and allow yourself to begin to focus inwards. As you go deeper into trance, you can allow a fantasy to form. Sometimes people find it difficult to use their imaginations to think about their fantasies. Sometimes people think hypnosis doesn't count unless they hallucinate a vision or become so lost in trance that they forget the real world for a while. But how deep you go, how willing you are to immerse yourself in fantasy, is always up to you. Perhaps you can find ways to trick yourself into going deep into trance so that you can enjoy the experience.
After this experience, you can return to normal. Even if the experience is interrupted, you can come out of trance and return to normal. But for now, you can mindfully make believe and go as deep as you want into trance. Just for now, you can imagine what it would be like to transform into a dragon with a belly full of magic as the world changes with you. Just imagine that one day people discovered magic. Perhaps it was always there, or perhaps it was introduced from somewhere else. At first, besides some interesting takes online and in the media, nothing really happened. But then, as magic became more common, so did magical creatures and magical realms. Magic parlors opened up on Main Street, and people would go there to become infused with magic, curing them of illnesses, improving their mental health, and granting them youth. There were the rare side effects of becoming infused with magic, like gaining magical powers or becoming a magical creature, but the benefits seemed to outweigh the costs. After a long day, you decide to head toward your favorite magic parlor, where a friendly wizard can infuse you with magic. From the outside, the parlor looks like any other storefront. It's only when you go deeper inside that you can experience real magic. You've paid online and already selected your favorite wizard to channel magic into your being. They are fairly attractive and have a warm presence that always puts you at ease. Wizard apparel tends to be an eclectic mix of hipster fashion and colorful patterns. They have a warm, bearded smile and wrinkles at the corner of their eyes, no matter what age they appear to be. You walk down the hallway past the reception area. Out of sight, other wizards channel magic in the small rooms you walk by. You enter your wizard's office and parlor and take a seat at the massage table, all fitted with glowing magical runes. The friendly wizard makes small talk, asking you about your day, any areas or chakras they should focus on, and the like. Soon you can feel radiant magical energy begin to flow into your body. The wizard starts with your head and pours magical energy into your mind, allowing you to quiet stray thoughts and focus inward. The soothing magic feels icy hot as it seems to wash over your face, but also flow all the way down into your center. You can relax all the muscles in your face. Allow your eyes to close, if they haven't already done so, and feel your entire being begin to drop down into soothing trance. The wizard continues to channel magic into you, and you can feel your neck and shoulders relax. It feels wonderful as this magical power seems to melt away any tension and interrupt any negative thoughts or patterns, not allowing you to completely relax. The wizard runs his hands above your body. Just pouring glowing magical energy into you, like watering a garden with a hose. You can feel your biceps and triceps relax deeply as the icy hot magic flows into them. Your wrists and forearms can settle into a pleasurable numbness as magic flows deeper into your arms. You can feel the magic soothe even the tiny muscles in your hands and fingers as you drop deeper into relaxation and allow yourself to forget everything for now. With your eyes closed, you can imagine this friendly wizard channeling pure magic into your being, sparking renewal and interrupting old thought processes and bad habits like an electric shock. As the wizard is about to focus on dropping more magic into your chest, you can feel old pains in your heart fade away, and the heavy burdens on your shoulders lift, allowing your back to become free and easy. The helpful wizard continues to allow everything to fall into place. As they pour magic into your belly, you can feel all the muscles in your core soften, as any negative feelings in your gut fade away. You can feel your gut swell with magic. Working down your body, the wizard focuses on every area that can be helped with pure magic, which allows your entire body to melt into comfort. The largest muscles of your body, your glutes and thighs, just seem to release any stiffness or tension as the magic pulls you deeper into a blissful trance. The wizard pours the icy hot magic into your shins and calves. The wizard allows you to relax all the way down to your toes as you feel the magic pour even deeper into your heels and arches. Your entire body has become saturated in soothing magic. You can do nothing but relax completely. You drift even deeper into a magical trance. This time you feel something strange in your belly, which feels blissfully full of magic. The wizard whispers a spell just loud enough so that only you can hear. He says he will count down from 5 to 0, and with every number he counts, you can just let go completely and sink deep into enchantment, becoming open to the magic churning inside you. 5, you feel the relaxing magic flow through your body, and you go deeper into pure relaxation. You can feel as though your body was about to fade into pure magic. 4, you feel a wave of trust towards this wizard. They know what's best for you and what you really need to be. 3, you can focus on the magic swelling in your belly. You can see it shine like a star in your gut, pulling in magic from beyond. 2, you can feel yourself become open to change, needing to transform completely in body and mind. 1, you know in your heart that you are a dragon. You can feel the magic swell in your body as your body becomes powerful. 0, deep sleep. Deep sleep, deep sleep. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you for the purpose of hypnosis with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you for the purpose of hypnosis with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Deep sleep. Deep sleep, deep sleep. Much later, you rise from the wizard's enchanting table, feeling much more full of magic than ever before. In your belly, you feel stuffed, and you can feel the magical power flow from your center to the rest of your being. Your belly's so big and round, you can't get your shirt to cover it. Deep inside, you already know it's too late. You realize you've overdone it with the magic, and you're no longer human. But maybe if you just waddle your way home, the effects will wear off and everything will be all right. You get up to leave the magic parlor and feel much heavier than before, but also so much more powerful. You can't help but let out a little burp, which comes out of your mouth as a cloud of raw magic, before materializing into a primal force based on your personality, such as fire, ice, lightning, healing spores, crystals, gales, and the like. You can hear your clothes tear a little with every step you take, but somehow you think if you could just make it home, you'd be home safe. The wizard smiles mysteriously as you leave and gives you a hard slap on the rear as you hear a loud rip and feel a thick, heavy alligator tail plop on the ground behind you, sending strange sensations up your now longer spine.
Thank you, you may say sheepishly, in a much deeper yet melodious voice.
You try to make it through the front door, but get stuck halfway,
a team of off-duty wizards appear and push your expanding body through the door. You thank the wizards again and say you think you'll be fine once you make it back to your lair. You pat your fully exposed belly and let out a fine belch, which turns into your primal breath of power. The wizards look proud of you, but you can't say why. Outside, your tail drags on the sidewalk. With every step, your clothes tear and disintegrate. Your skin begins to change color and texture. Maybe it becomes green and scaly. Maybe it becomes brown and armored. Maybe it becomes pink and furry. Based on your personality, your dragon form emerges. You know what color and texture you are in every step you take. Every step you take on your way home, everyone else can see who you really are as well. With every step closer to home, your dragon gut expands as it becomes a nexus of primal power. You can feel it change your body and mind, slowly but surely. You can feel your wings sprout from your back like a second set of arms grow, that grow bigger and bigger, destroying what's left of your shirt. You can feel your core and hips expand as your legs become more compact and powerful, and your gut drops closer to the ground. Every part of you hangs heavy and full of primal power. Your nose and jaw pull out into a powerful snout as your tongue grows longer and your jaw fills with new dragony teeth. Your ears become longer, perhaps flailing out like a fan or becoming floppy like a cow or dog. Horns sprout from your skull and grow longer and longer. You need to get back to your lair to protect your hoard. What exactly was your pile of treasures? Based on your personality, you know what your hoard is. Your old human trappings are completely gone now. You're the size of a car as you skip along the sidewalk. It cracks, and your body pushes parked cars away. People run out of your way and marvel at how big you are. You're proud of your body and your massive belly full of raw, primal energy. When you reach your home, you see that it has been replaced by an appropriate lair. Perhaps your house is now the mouth of a massive cave complex. Perhaps your apartment is now a floating castle in the sky, leaving a vacant space in the apartment complex where it used to be. Perhaps you live inside the roots of a giant tree deep in a forest that has sprung up since you left. Thankfully, your pile of treasures is still there. Your body swells even larger to fit your lair as your raw primal energy infuses the air every time you let out a mighty dragon burp. Perhaps you leave your lair once you know it's safe to explore the world and continue to grow and change. Or perhaps you stay in your lair where the fridge is magically stocked with your favorite foods, the Wi-Fi is good for streaming, and you can just enjoy being a big fat dragon. But take a few moments now to recall the experience in greater detail in your own preferred way. Allow your imagination to guide yourself towards a pleasurable experience.
In a few moments, I will count upwards from 0 to 5, bringing you up and out of the state of hypnosis, feeling refreshed as if you've just awakened from a long nap. 0, taking a few moments to lock in all the positive benefits of the session. Perhaps even taking a moment to give yourself a few good suggestions. 1, closing the doorway to the subconscious mind to block out all negatives, negative thoughts, places, memories, or people. 2, starting to come up and out of hypnosis, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, now completely human in body and mind, all unwanted lingering suggestions fade away completely. 3, allowing the world around you to return. 4, eyes crystal clear. And 5, eyes open wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open wide awake. I hope you enjoyed this recording. Listen to it again in the future to strengthen the suggestions and to go even deeper next time. For more hypnosis, check out hypnobeast.com.